News.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The United States says the release of international observers abducted by pro-Russian militants in Ukraine is a step in the right direction, but that the Kremlin needs to do much more to de-escalate the situation. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, said Moscow should now withdraw its support from the militants and help remove them from the official buildings they occupy. The observers, who've now arrived safely in Berlin, were freed less than a day after a Russian envoy, Vladimir Lukin, arrived in Slovyansk, where they'd been detained more than a week. After their release, Mr. Lukin said he expected reciprocal actions.
They will not be exchanged for anyone else. This is a voluntary act, and I would very much like to believe that this voluntary and noble act will be followed by reciprocal, voluntary, noble actions from those at the other side of this confrontation. I would very much like military actions to end.
Fighting has been intensifying in eastern Ukraine. There have been more clashes between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian militants in and around the town of Kramatorsk, where at least two people are said to have been killed. The Ukrainian Interior Minister, Arsen Avakov, said troops had recaptured a security services building and a television tower. Elsewhere, pro-Russian militants are reported to have attacked an army recruitment centre in Lugansk, wounding two Ukrainian soldiers. Security officials in Kenya say at least three people have been killed in two explosions in the city of Mombasa. There are reports of a third device left in a cinema which failed to explode. Mohammed Ali from the BBC Somali Service reports.
According to the police boss in Mombasa, Robert Kiptor, one person tried to get access to a bus in the evening with explosives, and it exploded, killing three people in a busy market in the coastal town of Mombasa. There was also a simultaneous attack on a resort hotel that is frequented by tourists in Nyali Beach. Nobody was injured or killed in that blast, and the police are at the scene.
Hundreds of illegal migrants have arrived in the northern Sudanese town of Dongola after being rescued from the desert by the Sudanese army. Most are said to be Ethiopian and Eritrean, while others are South Asian. Mary Harper reports.
Six army trucks drove the migrants hundreds of kilometres through the Sahara Desert to the town of Dongola. They were found earlier this week near the border with Libya, where they'd been abandoned by traffickers. They lacked food and water, and at least nine of them died. Every year, tens of thousands of migrants cross the Sahara, trying to make their way to Europe. Many of them pay significant amounts to traffickers. Last year, dozens of migrants from Niger died from thirst in the desert after their vehicle broke down.
World News from the BBC. Afghan officials have said they've ended the search for more victims of landslides in the northeastern province of Badakhshan, and the area will now stand as a mass graveyard. One of Afghanistan's vice presidents visited the scene and said it was not possible to bring out any more bodies. David Loyne sent this report from the valley.
There is an eerie, desolate feel at the bottom of the valley where thousands of people are now buried under mud that is about 70 metres deep. The landscape has been altered. A stream is rapidly threatening to flood the remaining houses since its course has been dammed up. Several government ministers came with the vice president to look at the devastation. Food and basic shelter, including tents, have arrived. International agencies drawing on stocks stored in the northeast of Afghanistan. But there are not that many survivors, not many people left alive from the houses at the bottom of the valley.
A panel advising Pope Francis has called for Roman Catholic bishops to be held accountable if they fail to report suspected sexual abuse or fail to protect children from paedophile priests. After holding its first meeting, the new Vatican Advisory Board said current church laws were out of date and that it would develop clear and effective rules to deal with the problem. An Indian regional politician in the state of Uttar Pradesh has died of his injuries after being seized by a man who had set himself ablaze. The local leader of the Bahujan Samaj Party, Kamruzama Fauji, suffered the injuries during a television debate earlier in the week when a member of the audience doused himself in petrol, set himself alight and grabbed Mr. Fauji. Brazil's Football Association has banned matches in a stadium in the northeastern city of Recife after a man was killed by a toilet bowl held by rival fans. The clashes on a second division match on Friday night led the authorities to close down the Arruda Stadium. Recife is hosting five World Cup matches, but they'll be played at the newly built arena, Pernambuco. BBC News.